Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Una notte a Terzio.
It was very late at night.
Da tempo piatra fare.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lo stan e marata piatra che non fa la mini.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stam și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden, I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România mă urmări cu mașina să mă
urmări. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why'd you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am unde îmi plec acasă.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut nu?
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California.
Ce să arăt?
Do you see what I've shown you?
E Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe
foc. And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici e Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să fac?
What will you do
with me, I said. Listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
Oh my goodness. Well, welcome to the program, and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea. And yes, this is a recording. We are not live, but we're very fresh. Fresh enough to have seen the absolute train wreck that was the Mueller testimony. Oh, my goodness. As... someone I know is fond of saying, you know that old saying, be careful what you wish for, you just might get it? The Democrats got it. Both barrels and a landmine, apparently. Look, if anyone feels like going back in the archives, this is why I have Dino put them up on YouTube, because I stand behind my words. I know of what I speak, and I said it a few weeks ago. This is not going to turn out the way Democrats hope. This is not going to turn out the way Democrats want. The day that they declared that they'd finally convinced Bob Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill, I said it. This is going to end very badly for the Democrats. And I was not wrong. The only thing that I didn't really take into account was just how right I would be. What happened at this hearing was beyond even my expectations. To see just how horribly it went for the Democrat Party, all you had to do was keep looking at Fat Jerry. Jerry Nadler changed within a three-hour window. His facial expressions were just priceless. I think after about 30 minutes, Jerry started wondering why he didn't just stay home with a box of donuts. It was absolutely brutal. And a lot of things came out that should have come out a long time ago, but a lot of important questions that were asked, questions that the American populace do want to know the answer to, were obfuscated. I'm not going to answer that. It was like 150 times within a three-hour window that Bob Mueller kept saying, I'm not going to answer that. But it was just priceless to see the joviality with which the Democrats walked into chambers, because they thought, this is it. We've got impeachment in the bag. This is the day that we put the nail in the Trump coffin. Tomorrow we begin impeachment proceedings. It's going to be beautiful. And the only thing I can liken it to is, imagine like a milquetoast couple that has never been anywhere, that has never traveled anywhere. Very, very, you know, innocent and jovial, going on a cruise. I don't know, Alaska, let's say. And off the bow of the ship, they see a polar bear rumbling by, and then a baby seal. And the two hold hands and hug each other and go, aw, look how beautiful nature is. That polar bear is going to go play with the baby seal. Too bad we don't have a ball to toss at him so the baby seal can hold the ball in its nose and toss it to the polar bear. This is the mindset with which the Democrats came in this morning. Before any word was uttered, they were looking at this whole scene going, this is going to be stupendous. This is going to be the best thing ever. I can't wait for this. And then as the milquetoast couple looks on, they see the polar bear grab the baby seal, smack it against the ice a couple times, and eat it. And that's what Jerry Nadler's face looked like by the end of this all. He looked shell-shocked. Jerry Nadler looked as though he'd seen the worst thing that could possibly be seen by a human being yet still survive. This was not a good day for the Democrats, and I don't even think that the mainstream media can spin this any other way. This was a disaster, bona fide, unequivocal disaster. And this is what they were hoping for. The Mueller testimony, the outcome certainly isn't what they were hoping for. They were hoping that the man would come out and say, well, you know, yeah, you guys should impeach him. Dirty, rotten, orange-haired scoundrel. You should really impeach him. But, oh, man, it was – I've seen, you know, less stomach-churning bloodbaths when a fox got into our hen house back in Romania. It was horrendous. It was something that you couldn't take your eyes off of. And like I said, when this whole thing started coming out, oh, Bob Mueller's going to testify before Congress. Look, the Republicans are going to get to ask questions too. And Bob Mueller can't incriminate himself because he's testifying before Congress. And there is one jerk that's already in prison by the name of Cohen, who's in prison for lying to Congress. Now, the big much ado the entire morning until he walked back his statement was that Bob Mueller said he did not exonerate Donald J. Trump. Now, color me ignorant, but it's not a special prosecutor's job or a special counsel's job to exonerate anybody. You need to find evidence of guilt or presume innocence. Look, it's like me going up to somebody and go, hey, I know what you did. And the person's like, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? What did I do? I know what you did. Now prove that you didn't. That's pretty much what they've been doing to this man for 3 years now. We know there's something there, we just don't know what, but prove that you're innocent anyway. And the fact that an innocent man stood up for himself, the fact that an innocent man defended himself, the fact that an innocent man was rightfully indignant about being accused of treason, because in the end, that's what it is. Collusion with a foreign power is treason. Treason is punishable by death. Never mind impeachment. So you're accusing the duly elected president of these United States of being a traitor. Not only does he need to be removed from office, he needs to be strung up. This is the wet dream of every Democrat that was up there today. And no matter how they try to spin it, they can't spin this enough to make this day look good for the Democrats. It was a train wreck. It was a train wreck that you couldn't look away from. And I knew it was coming. I didn't know it was going to be this bad. I didn't dare hope it was going to be this bad. I thought to myself, they can't be this stupid. They cannot be this ignorant. They cannot be this buffoonish. And yet, Fat Jerry proves me wrong once again. And as I'm recording this, he went over to the Intelligence Committee. Ha ha! Because it's chaired by Adam Schiff, so that's oxymoronic. It's just, yeah. But I'm assuming it's more of the same. Look, they're not going to get what they want. What they want is a reason to impeach this president. What they want is a reason to undo the 2016 election. And before you start feeling bad about Bob Mueller, because I had a conversation with a friend, oh, he seemed frail, I felt sorry for him. Why? He was a cog in the wheel of a dirty, dirty system, a shadow government, if you will, the swamp, as Donald Trump likes to call it, who put all their efforts into trying to undo and unseat a duly elected president of these United States. This was an attempted coup. The only reason the coup failed is that Donald Trump is so hard-headed. The only reason that this coup failed is that Donald Trump's not as sensitive as any other politician that would have likely kept silent, not said anything, allowed them to throw mud on him until he finally walked away. He fought back. And the thing about attempted coups is make sure you succeed. Make sure your coup succeeds. Because if it fails, you will be exposed. And these people are getting exposed. So no, I don't feel bad for Bob Mueller. Bob Mueller was not acting in good faith. Every one of his prosecutors was a Democrat donor. The pit bull, as he is known, Weissman himself, attended Hillary Clinton's election night victory party. This is how certain these people were that they would win hands down, bar none. Now, I understand if you're going to the racetrack and you put, you know, $5 on a 1,000-to-1 shot, people do that. I don't personally. But some people like the long gamble. They'll go buy a lottery ticket. They'll justify it and go, it's only $2. I can win $100 million. Now, I understand long shots and I understand the gamble of it. But it makes no sense to think for 1 second that the Russians would have bet on a horse that had a 2% chance of winning. You don't bet on the loser. You don't back a loser, especially when it comes to international politics. You don't back a supposed loser when the person that's likely going to win in the minds of pretty much every media outlet is already in your corner and on your side. Because Hillary Clinton would have likely transitioned 90% of Barack Obama's government into her term, it would have been the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. So don't give me any, oh, the Russians, man, they got one over on us. They backed Trump and they knew he'd win. How? Unless the Russians claim prophetic utterance, unless the Russians claim that, I don't know, Rasputin himself talked about a red-haired millionaire or billionaire who was going to be president of America, there was no way they could have predicted what happened. On election night, I watched it with my own eyes. Chances of Hillary Clinton being president, 98%. They didn't want to make it an even 100 because, you know, that would be, you know, just too certain. 98%. Tell me, what wouldn't you attempt in this life if your chances of success were 98%? If somebody told you your chance of jumping over the Grand Canyon from one side or another are 98%, calculated scientifically, wouldn't you attempt it? 98%! We're not talking 50-50, we're not talking coin flips, we're not talking even odds. 98%. So, now, I guess, for the next few days, we're going to hear the death rattles of the impeachment calls, but I guarantee you they will pivot to something else, because they always do. These people don't rest. They can't rest. After Jerry polishes off 4 dozen donuts, cries himself to sleep in his reinforced king-size bed, he'll come up with something new tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe they'll call Rosenstein up to the Hill. And he's going to tell him exactly what Bob Mueller said. And I think Robert Mueller got himself into a little bit of a pickle because some of the things he said contradicted his report. And the new attorney general isn't going to have any of it. But I want to go into this a little bit because there were some standouts in, let's say, the cross-examination of one Robert Mueller III. And one of them was Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas. If you don't know who this guy is, get to know him. Looks like a decent person. If you're in his district, well, you know, you elected a good one. So Representative John Ratcliffe of Texas, Republican, eviscerated former special counsel Robert Mueller for flouting Justice Department policies, as well as the principle of presumption of innocence, by declaring he could not exonerate Donald Trump of obstruction of justice. Now, back in the olden days, in the good old USSR, there was a well-known dictum. It does not matter if someone is innocent. Show you the man, and I will show you the crime. Or show me the man, and I will show you the crime. I don't remember who that was attributed to, but it was one of these communists high up in the communist regime. That's not how we play the game here. At least it shouldn't be. We're not playing the show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. If there is evidence of criminality, yes, by all means, impeach the man. But if after 3 years and 3 investigations you found absolutely nothing, and all you have is supposition, and all you have is hope, and all you have is your personal belief because you hate the individual, well, color me skeptical. But back to Representative John Ratcliffe, because he made a really good point. And this is the point that should stand out out of this entire farce, because it was a clown show. Oh, I didn't, when Adam Schiff came on, I turned it off, and I'm done, because I can't stand to watch someone lie knowingly. Do you understand how depraved you have to be to listen to words coming out of your mouth and know that the words coming out of your mouth are absolute bupkis? They're lies. Fabrication, whole cloth. That's what Adam Schiff is. There's recordings of Adam Schiff talking to a supposed Russian who was actually like a DJ in Russia, getting dirt on Trump, asking if there were pictures and if Vladimir had seen him. Why isn't Adam Schiff brought up on charges for conspiring with the Russians? But I digress. Representative John Ratcliffe eviscerated former special counsel Robert Mueller for flouting Justice Department policies as well as the principle of presumption of innocence by declaring he could not exonerate Donald Trump of obstruction of justice. Ratcliffe asked Mueller, who testified Wednesday on Capitol Hill to the House Justice Committee, where in Justice Department policies and principles is there a legal standard where a person not found guilty of a crime is considered not exonerated? Your report, and today you said that all times the special counsel team operated under was guided by and followed Justice Department policies and principles. So which DOJ policy or principle sets forth a legal standard an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined? Where does that language come from, Director? Where is the DOJ policy that says that? Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined? Ratcliffe asked. Mueller responded, I cannot, but this is a unique situation. Ratcliffe said, Mueller essentially made up a standard that does not exist, and that's the problem. These people have been operating on the presumption of guilt all this time. They have not been operating on the presumption of innocence. None of these people hoped that Donald Trump was innocent. None of these people hoped that there was no Russian collusion because they don't care about the country. They don't care about anything but themselves and their power, and they feel it slipping away. And they realize they're not intelligent enough. They're not motivated enough. They're not capable enough to get people to vote them on their ideas. And so they come up with this nonsense. And then, as I said, like the old Wile E. Coyote cartoons, it just blew up in their face. I mean, when you have hardcore leftists, when you have people who despise Donald Trump as much as Fat Jerry does, calling today an unmitigated disaster, you know that this went off the rails real bad. But let's get back to Ratcliffe's statement. And he says this. Listen to this. It's beautiful. You can't find it, meaning the statute in the DOJ. I'll tell you why you can't find it. Because it doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you are to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because, respectfully, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. You can't just go around accusing people of things they didn't do, or you think they might have done, or you hope they might have done. You have to have proof, evidence, evidentiary data, which they do not have. So this entire circus, and again, before you start feeling bad about old Bob Mueller, because, you know, he seemed a little out of it. Remember how much taxpayer dollars was wasted on this farce. Remember that if they would have found a shred of anything, it would have been compounded to the point that they would have been screaming impeachment already. They would have already filed. Well, what was it? Representative Green filed for impeachment, but it was voted down. Ratcliffe then blasted Mueller for violating Trump's right to the presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone, he said. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it. Let me repeat that. Because the presumption of innocence exists, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it. You are presumed innocent. But no matter how you feel about Donald Trump, one thing you have to acknowledge is that this man was not presumed innocent. To most of Washington, both on the Republican and the Democrat side, because there are a lot of Republicans that don't like Donald Trump because he's not playing ball. He's not going by the rules. He's not there to try to get his kid into an Ivy League college or get him a sweet deal sitting on the board of Apple or being in Congress for 50 years. The man knows he's got 8 years, and this is what terrifies them. I'm going to get back to this, but I need you to understand why these people are so terrified. They're not terrified of what Donald Trump is currently doing. They're terrified of what he will do if he gets reelected and he's got nothing to lose. Just dwell on that for a minute. These people are absolutely terrified of another four-year term of Donald Trump when he's not held back by the idea of re-election, when he's not held back by the idea of, I don't want to disenfranchise these people or those people because I need to win again in 2020. I think if you've enjoyed the past 3 years, the next five are going to be just fabulous. Because the man came in with the hope of turning this ship aright. From everything I can say, again, imperfect as he might be, he loves this country. And I think that's what irked him the most. This is why he came out swinging. Is because they accused him of treason. They accused him of betraying the country he loves. The country he gave up a billionaire's lifestyle for to just be smeared with mud and feces by ignoramuses like Adam Schiff and Swalwell every single day for 8 years. To be condescended to by Chris Cuomo, I'm Chris Cuomo and I went to Yale. To be condescended to by the homosexual Don Lemon. To be called dumb, buffoonish, stupid, broke, and everything else. This is why the man came out swinging and swinging hard, because they accused him of betraying the nation he loves. Because they accused him of other things too. He didn't come out swinging, you know, nearly as hard. But I think this hit close to home. Because he knows in his heart how much he loves this country. He's not making... Look, when was the last time a president donated his salary? I didn't hear Barack Hussein Obama donate his salary. He's a multi-millionaire now. What, $60 million to write a book nobody's going to read? Michelle Obama is now an author? Come on. They didn't give away their presidential salaries. They didn't donate them to anybody. So everything with a grain of salt, kids. But as far as today's concerned, the only thing that would have made it worse is for, I don't know, Fat Jerry to fake another heart attack. That would have put the icing on the cake, but he didn't. He was just, if you just fast forward the whole 3 hours and just see his face changing. It is absolutely telling. But let's get back to what Representative Ratcliffe said, because, again, the man, he fabulously distilled this entire thing. Now, Director, the special counsel applied this inverted burden. All right, I'm going to go back one paragraph ahead so we can get the story on its track again. Because if this was not important, I'd be talking about that soccer team captain lady thing. And yes, I call her a thing. How delusional do you have to be to start telling people that your girlfriend warned you about being petitioned to run for president? If you don't know who I'm talking about, we shouldn't have women's soccer anymore. I'm sorry, as a nation, it's a national embarrassment to see these lesbians act the way they're acting. And it's not because they're lesbians, it's because they're disgusting human beings. But the head witch, Megan Rapinoe or Rapinoe, however you say her name, is actually delusional enough to come out and say, my girlfriend said you better watch it, they might just ask you to run for president. So reality check, Butch. You kick a ball. That's it. Sorry, there was nothing else. You didn't invent the cure for syphilis. You didn't find the cure for cancer. You didn't perform open heart surgery like Ben Carson on babies that were still in utero. You didn't build a billion-dollar corporation like the present president. You kick a ball. You kick a ball. You kick a ball. You strap on some soccer cleats, and you kick a ball. And when you open your mouth, the trailer park comes rushing out. You are ignorant beyond belief. You have absolutely no eloquence. You have no femininity. You have no character. You have no humility. You kick a ball. So no, I don't think they're knocking down your door to ask you to run for president. You kick a ball. But the delusion that some people are under is just astounding. Nobody knows their place anymore. Nobody has the humility to say it was a team effort. Nope, I deserve this. And my girlfriend says they're going to ask me to run for president. Of what? President of what? Your trailer park? What? You kick a ball! So I needed to get that out of the way. Because it just, I've been meaning to talk about this key woman for, I don't know, the past 2 weeks, and it materialized. And every time I see that face, it's just so punchable. And every time she opens her mouth, like I said, just trailer parks and disheveled childhoods and all kinds of things come rolling out of it. But now to come out and say that they're going to ask you to run for president? How delusional are you? What have you been smoking? You kick a ball. Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming. Sorry, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating dealing with ignorant people. And there's a lot of them out there. Just, the crazy is growing to such a level where it's astounding. There's a transsexual, tranny, whatever you want to call him, her, it, suing a bunch of women's salons because they didn't want to wax his privates. But because he identifies as a woman, they shouldn't have had any problem with it because his privates have magically turned into female privates. So why would these beauticians, who were all women, have any problems with giving him a Brazilian? This is the selfsame guy that started a club for girls as young as 20 to explore their bodies, where parents were not allowed to come chaperone. And the latest thing that just came out today was that this, I can't call it an individual. There's no humanity left in this. This person needs to go to a prison where he'll never see daylight again. Apparently he's a pedophile. And you had parents bring their children and drop them off with a pedophile so they wouldn't seem intolerant. Do you see what is happening? But yes, Megan Rapinoe's going to save us because she's going to run for president and she kicks a ball. All right, let's get back to what Ratcliffe said, and go through a couple more things, because as is customary for Donald Trump, he kind of poured a little salt in the wound, if you will, of the Democrat Party, and it was genius. It was beautiful, and you have to give it to the man. He is just a troll master extraordinaire. There hasn't been someone who can use Twitter as effectively as he can. It made me laugh. But let's just get back to what Representative Ratcliffe said, because it's important. It's so important. Look, if they can do this to a sitting president, if they can coordinate a coup and almost pull it off, does the average citizen in this country stand a chance at justice? That's the question. That's what we should be concerned with. Before we give Bob Mueller a pass or feel sad or sorry for him because he's just so old and feeble, if they can do this to a sitting president of the United States, a man who has financial resources far beyond anything I or you will ever imagine, if they can almost pull off a coup, if they can almost unseat a duly elected president of the most powerful country in the world, what chance do you have as, you know, average Joe who goes to work every morning, comes home in the evening, kisses his kids and his wife, and has a little dinner? That should terrify you. And the fact that none of the media conglomerates are establishing the narrative in this fashion shows you just how hypocritical they are. Ratcliffe then blasted Mueller for violating Trump's right to the presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And Because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it, he said. Now, Director, the special counsel applied this inverted burden of proof that I can't and you said doesn't exist anywhere in the department policies, and you used it to write a report, he added. Radcliffe also slammed him for not following the special counsel's regulations. It clearly says, write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say write a report about decisions that weren't reached, potential crimes that weren't charged, he said. Americans need to know this, Radcliffe continued. This report, volume 2 of this report, was not authorized under the law to be written. Again, very good point. You had 20-some-odd Democrats who hated Trump with a passion wherein If they could bring Trump down to the bottom of the ocean, and the only way they could do it is by clinging to his neck and knowing that their death is likewise certain, they would have done it. This is how much they hate this man. These are the people who wrote this report. These are the people who investigated. They turned every stone and then dug under every stone, hoping against hope. And nada, nothing, zip, zero. So why not hypothesize? What if, do you believe? Well, I believe, no, evidence. So again, Radcliffe continues, Americans need to know this. This report, volume 2 of this report, was not authorized under the law to be written. It was written to a legal standard that does not exist at the Justice Department. I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. But he sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where volume 2 of this report puts him. Boom. Representative Radcliffe, I hope your constituents buys you a nice iced coffee. And they say thank you for standing up, not for Donald Trump, but for justice. Standing up for the rule of law, standing up for one of the bedrocks of this nation where you are presumed innocent. You don't have to prove your innocence. You're presumed innocent. They have to prove your guilt. Now, as I said, being the master troller that he is, Donald Trump tweeted. And I could just imagine, can you imagine Hillary Clinton right now? Just fuming and yelling at Bill. Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi and all the other ilk realizing that they've got no grounds for impeachment? That the man is innocent? So, seeing this thing play out, as is customary for President Donald Trump, he took a jab, because that's what he does. President Donald Trump mocked Democrats on Wednesday for holding hearings with former special counsel Robert Mueller on the Russian investigation. And this was his tweet. I would like to thank the Democrats for holding this morning's hearing. He wrote on Twitter ahead of Mueller's additional testimony in front of the House Oversight Committee under Chairman Adam Schiff on Wednesday afternoon. Now, after 3 hours, Mueller has to subject himself to Schiff, an embarrassment to our country, Trump continued referring to the chairman. Trump watched portions of the testimony according to reports but did not appear concerned about the first round of testimony. Why would he be? The president also shared Fox News analysis of the hearings, including Chris Wallace describing the testimony as a disaster. Now, Chris Wallace, not a fan of Donald Trump, doesn't matter if he's on Fox News, Chris Wallace hates Donald Trump, better believe it. And even he had to say, this was a train wreck. It was watching the polar bear and the baby seal. And everybody's all clapping. Oh, look at nature. The polar bear's going to hug the baby seal. And then all of a sudden, whoomp, whoomp, just against the ice over and over again. And then you see Jerry Nadler's face thinking to himself, what have I gotten myself into? Told you so. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. That's a really good truism to live by. So, the president also shared Fox News analysis of the hearings, including Chris Wallace, describing the testimony as a disaster. Katie Pavlich noting that Mueller denied that his investigation was impeded, and highlights of Jim Jordan's line of questioning. There was one representative, I forget her name, but that, it was so brilliant. She thought, were you fired? And he said, no. Were you allowed to complete your investigation? Yes. Then where was the obstruction sought? Now, you cannot say that a man insisting upon being innocent is obstructing an investigation. At any point during this entire debacle, since Bob Mueller was appointed, Donald Trump, being commander-in-chief, could have fired Bob Mueller. It was within his discretion. He chose not to. The only thing this man did consistently was defend his innocence. He kept going on and on about there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, there's no collusion, there's no obstruction, because he knew there wasn't. And they were accusing him of something so dastardly that he couldn't keep silent. But yes, today was a good day for the Republicans. I think that it pretty much cemented Donald Trump's reelection. Because even people that were on the fence, even people that aren't really the biggest fans of Donald Trump, look, you got to feel for a guy that's getting railroaded by in the whole of Washington, D.C., or at least attempted railroading. And this is another of Donald Trump's tweets from this morning. So Democrats and others can illegally fabricate a crime, try pinning it on a very innocent president. And I like his adjectives. He always has to refer himself a very innocent president. And when he fights back against this illegal and treasonous attack on our country, they call it obstruction. Wrong. Why didn't Robert Mueller investigate the investigators? And again, that is a good question. And I do believe that Attorney General Barr is looking into it. Look, this isn't over by a long shot. At least not when it comes to finding out certain things that took place that are very disturbing to me as a citizen of these United States who does pay taxes every year. Because whether I liked the person in office or not, I never called for a coup. If justice is equal, then it has to be equal for all. If some people are above the law in this country, and apparently by what the Democrat Party is saying about, 5 million illegal aliens are above the law at this point, but that's another story for another time, then what's the point of trying to be a law-abiding citizen? If you know that the justice system will not play fair, if you know that this deck is stacked against you from the go, why would you play fair? Look, we're in a very dangerous situation here as a nation. Because if this continues to persist, if this continues to escalate, and I do believe it will, because these people can't stop. Look, they know they're losing, and they're losing, as Donald Trump would say, bigly in 2020. And they keep trying these Hail Marys. And with every disappointment, the about 11% of the really fringy ones are getting more insane. That's the best way I can put it. They're losing their minds. Look, how many times can you lose? Do you realize just how many disappointments these people have had in 3 years? Remember, you know, when the Mueller report comes out, Donald Trump's going to prison, the Mueller report came out. Now, when Mueller testifies, it's the end. Well, I guess not. Maybe the end of the Democrat Party. But imagine how unhinged these people are going to get over the next year, year and a half. And how it can all culminate with Donald Trump winning re-election and by a much larger margin than last time. Look, last election he was unproven. You kind of, you know, I don't like the alternative, so I'm going to vote for him. But as far as the economy is concerned, as far as certain decisions he's made vis-a-vis Israel and other situations, you know what? The man has proven that he's on the right side. Has he done everything? Or where's the wall? Who's impeding it? I'm sorry. It's the same Congress that has put on this circus for the last 3 years. They're the ones that are voting not to fund the wall. They're the ones that are suing and counter-suing and everything else. And I think the average citizen sees through this. They have to. You have to realize who's doing what and at whose feet the blame will lie. And this was, look, again, they shot themselves in the face so many times. I think the only rationale that I could conceive of is, we've shot ourselves in the face so many times, what's one more? That's it. We've hurt ourselves so completely, so beyond repair that, well, what's one more? I'm hoping that, look, I'm hoping that at some point, at least some people that are elected officials will put the nation first. They'll put the nation before their animosity for Donald Trump or for this administration or for anything else. I hope that the American citizen, the one who pays the taxes, that pays the salaries of these inept turkeys, like Fat Jerry and Where's My Donut, I hope the average citizen has some sort of representation in this constitutional republic. Because I'm hearing the buzz of no taxation without representation growing. It'll be a rough ride if you have 320 million unhappy people in this country that look at what's happening on Capitol Hill and realize that it's a farce. Realize that there was nothing new said today other than the fact that the president of the United States was not presumed innocent. They were looking for something to pin on him, and they found nothing. So that's what happened today. I'm sure that by tomorrow, the Bob Mueller testimony will be long forgotten, because oddly enough, the news cycle seems to tilt a certain way. And if it doesn't favor a certain narrative, well, it gets buried very quickly. But at least there's no way that they can spin this. At least it was such a horrendous slaughter. It was so brutal that try as they might, they will not be able to spin this positively. It was a train wreck. And just so you're reminded, I told you it would be. And if you don't believe me, go back through the archives. I know I talked about it at length, because when I first read the headline, Robert Mueller to testify on Capitol Hill, I'm sitting there going, why? Why would you people want to shoot yourselves in the face again? Well, apparently they like the pain. So, thank you for joining us. This has been another episode of The Truth for Today. Or the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I'm sorry. I had a mental lapse. I've been recording a lot of stuff. Until next time, thank you for joining us. May God bless you. May God keep you. And until next time, this has been a wonderful day. Be well. Gino, it's all yours.
Well, we get a Democrat in office, so I'll be blunt about it. You know, the train's going off the tracks as president, because this is the plan. They're so liberal, gay rights. Look at June, all the gay pride parades. Trump stands for what's decent. Faith, family,